Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Officials from the Central Park Zoo are trying to recover a Eurasian eagle owl that escaped after someone cut the wire mesh around its enclosure last night. That owl is now in a tree high above Central Park near the pond.
Meanwhile, in Texas, police have arrested a man who allegedly stole two Emperor Tamarin monkeys from the Dallas Zoo on Monday. KRLD reporter LP Phillips is joining us from Dallas. LP, it's been a strange few weeks at the Dallas Zoo, hasn't it?
Well, there have been a number of incidents involving zoo animals. There was a monkey cage that was cut open last month. There was a clouded leopard cage that was cut open. One of those actually got out. And there was a vulture that was killed by some means that involved a wound. They haven't gone into details. So the zoo employees are all checking all the cages all the time. And they came to work Monday morning, and there were these Emperor Tamarin monkeys that were missing. The cage had been cut open. So once again, there was some sort of problem that they had to deal with. They called in police, who were already investigating the three prior incidents. And somehow there was a tip that led to a house in a suburb. It was an abandoned house, and in the closet in 37 degree weather, they found the two monkeys. So they were returned. Police developed it was more or less a person of interest, but they didn't have a name they were associating. They put out a picture, and then somehow they developed a name. We found out today that last night they made an arrest, and today the guy is sitting in jail on six different charges.
Do they suspect him in just the monkey case or in some of the other cases, too?
They're not saying. I wouldn't be surprised. They kind of couched what they said in the news release. They said he could face additional charges. And we know that there is an investigation going on about the other things in the jail. But we have all been trying to get the Dallas Police Department to connect it up, and they're not doing it yet. So while that is certainly possible, it hasn't been done and police aren't saying.
Sounds like the Dallas Zoo might need some better security. Have they talked about that?
They have cameras all over the place, but somehow this guy has skirted them around, which makes you wonder, does he know where the cameras are? One of the cameras that they used to put up a picture appears to be a very good picture. It wasn't one of those grainy ones. It was a full color picture and said, do you know this person of interest? And it appears to be the same man that was just, you know, walking through the zoo. So they do have security up. There are guards around. They said they were going to double the number of guards, and yet this keeps happening.
KRLD reporter LP Phillips joining us from Dallas. LP, thanks for being with us.
It's been a pleasure.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.